Hello, this is Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life. Many people find it astonishing and hard to understand why the Lord has given us the Holy Eucharist. Why does He give us His body and blood in the Eucharist and in the tabernacle always available for us to come and visit? You know, we can understand this if we look at human friendship. Suppose you had a friend who said, "I want to be your friend, and here's how we're going to conduct our friendship. I'm going to write to you regularly. I'm going to call you on the phone. I'll be sure to think of you and pray for you, and I'll send you gifts a few times a year, like on your birthday and Christmas and Easter time. This way, we won't forget about each other. We know that we'll always be there, and we'll be able to have some regular communication." Would that be satisfying enough for you? Would that be enough to have a real, true, deep friendship? We know that there would be something missing there. And what's missing is personal, physical presence. We want to be physically in the presence of our friend. And there's something about that physical presence that goes far beyond anything like a letter or a phone call. God is the one who made us. He understands perfectly what we need and how we feel. And so He wants to enter into friendship with us, and therefore He gives us His physical presence in the Holy Eucharist. Sure, He gave us His Word. He sent us the Scriptures. He even speaks to us continuously through the teachings of the Church. But even this is not enough. We speak to Him, we listen to Him in prayer, but He wants to go further. He wants to relate to us as we, as human beings, know that we want to relate to each other. And so He gives us His body and His blood. Now, you know, a lot of people will say, "Well, I know that God is everywhere. I can pray to Him any place that I want." And it's true that God is everywhere. In fact, Scripture tells us you can't go any place in the universe and get away from His presence. He's always there, but He's there spiritually. God in the Eucharist is with us physically. What's the difference? He's there in His body, in His blood. And we have a body ourselves. Being there with Christ, whether it's in the tabernacle or at the Mass and at the actual moment of Holy Communion, is something above and beyond His ordinary presence anywhere else in the universe. St. John Bosco once said, "If you want a lot of graces, visit the Lord frequently in the tabernacle. If you want just a few graces, visit Him just a few times. If you want no graces at all, don't visit Him at all." Isn't it amazing when you think of the fact that Christ is present in the tabernacle in every Catholic Church throughout the world, waiting, expecting, inviting us to come into His physical presence and to spend some time with Him. Suppose today that you wanted to have a meeting with the Pope, or you wanted to sit down and have a conversation with Mother Teresa or some other famous person. It wouldn't be an easy task to find the time and to be able to get an appointment with such a world famous person. And yet, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God of the universe, has more time for us to visit Him than we have to make the visit. Most of the time, in the churches and tabernacles throughout the world, most of the time, He's there alone. Isn't it amazing how available He makes Himself to us? I encourage you today to seek Him out in the Eucharist. So many areas of the country and of the world are now having perpetual adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. And this is something that should be encouraged, that should be fostered. This is something that brings us tremendous spiritual graces and help. But what a marvelous God we have. This is My body. This is My blood. The miracle of bread and wine becoming the very Son of God so that He can be with us in body as well as in spirit. Let's not fall into the trap of over-spiritualizing our faith. Our God is with us in His body and blood. Let us also be with Him.